Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Judy, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Happy Friday. What are you up to?
I'm ready to go to the park in a minute just to take a walk.
What's your park of choice?
Swaim Park.
Nice.
That sounds lovely. I got your headlines here. If you pick the real one, Papa John's is coming to your house tonight.
I hope so. Okay.
Okay. Well, here we go, Judy. Which one is it? Is it A man shows up at the wrong house for a party and gets busted for drunk driving? Is it B, woman shows up at wrong wedding reception, gets drunk and falls face first into the cake? Or C, guy shows up at the wrong kid's birthday party and eats all the ice cream?
I'm going to go with A.
You're right. It is A.
Oh, good. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a 30-year-old guy named Joe Olmstead, and he was driving to a party on Monday near Albany, New York, and he was already wasted when he showed up, except he showed up to the wrong house because he had a bad address. He ended up in a random person's driveway, started asking about the party, so they told him there wasn't one, and he got belligerent, and eventually they called the police. Joe was still looking for the party when the police showed up, so they gave him the old breathalyzer. And he was 3 times the legal limit. So they arrested him right there, due in court next month. There's your Faker for Real this morning. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we have news that didn't make the news for you, including should sweaty boob cash be banned?
Yeah.
And why is San Francisco buying $20,000 trash cans? Plus, a summer sleeping hack. You know, sometimes it's just really hot at night.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cool off, even if the AC's rolling and you got the fan on. We have a hack for you how you can cool off. So all that and more coming up in just a minute. Cincinnati's Q102. It is time for news that didn't make the news. And we are starting this morning with a summer sleeping hack. You guys are air people, so you had that air cranked since April.
Yes, we are windows closed, air conditioned on because of the allergies. Yeah, for sure.
Well, someone on TikTok shared this idea. If you are a little overheated in the summertime when it comes to sleeping, do this. Basically, you sleep inside your duvet, prop it open so that you can have a fan blowing in on one end of it, like a wind tunnel sort of. So you can clip the sheets to the fan and then even work inside with a laptop. That's what's on TikTok. Other users have been adding additional fans. Some people are calling this a game changer.
Wow, I could see where it would be. I just don't get it. So the fan's going to be up by your head then, correct? If you're sleeping in your duvet cover because it's only open on one end.
I guess. I was envisioning it the other way, but you're right.
Logistically,
basically, you're making a tent.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sleeping bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
with the fan on one end.
Yeah, and that one end will be by your head.
Well, maybe you have the fan right next to your head blowing down your body. Are you just saying that the fan would be distracting being that close to your head?
I don't think I'd want the fan right on top of my head.
I'm afraid I would move too much, pull my sheet up or something.
Right, and pull the fan over.
Yes, that's what I would afraid to. In the world of TikTok life hacks, this one is not one of the more amazing ones that we've seen. But it could
sounds good in theory.
Could work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story you only see in the summer. Europe is dealing with a big heat wave right now, and the owner of a mattress store in Ireland just announced he is not accepting sweaty boob cash anymore. You know what? I feel like I've seen handwritten signs like at gas stations.
Oh yeah,
too,
the BP by my house is like that.
Meaning the cash that you have stored underneath
your boobies,
your boob in your bra is no longer being accepted.
It is gross.
Why do you put your money there? I don't understand
people
that in the first
people
place.
Put their cell phone in there.
Yeah,
you know all sorts of stuff.
Some women got a lot of extra room in their bras.
This guy's name is Mattress Mick, and he claims it's a real problem. He says his employees should not have to deal with it and that the cash...
Who's paying for a mattress? I mean, it's like one thing if you're going to McDonald's and you're getting a large order of fries and you pull $4 out from your boob, but to go and buy a mattress and pull hundreds of dollars...
Well, I don't know. His name is Mattress Mick. He may have
some kind of business, one of those
bargain
mattresses.
Specials, yeah. Okay. He put a sign up that says, no bra money. Reactions are mixed. Some people agree with him and think it's gross, but others are saying, hey, it's money is money. A lot of women's clothing does not have pockets. So,
I know, but can you put your money in something so that the sweat isn't absorbed into the cash?
Like a wristlet.
Even a plastic baggie.
But I'm saying even if you don't enjoy
get my baggie out.
Carrying a purse, you still could just have like a little tiny something.
Fanny packs are back, people.
Yeah.
You can find them everywhere.
Didn't you have one on recently?
I got Jacob one. Okay. So he's carrying all of his things in there now. And nice. He loves his fanny pack.
Huh.
Yeah, but I'm selling them. Even when I was out in Santa Fe, there were people selling their handmade fanny packs everywhere.
Love it.
Pretty cool.
They're in. Have you guys heard any sort of resolution? Remember when we sprung forward for daylight savings time?
Uh-huh.
There was that bill that was being pushed forward to just basically never go back.
Never go back.
Have we heard any update on that? No. A new study out of the University of Michigan found moving daylight savings time to March was probably a lot harder if you are a night owl. So they looked at how long it took different people to adjust waking up an hour earlier, and half were night owls, half were early birds. They found it takes significantly longer for night owls to adjust. I know that I am a night owl. All right, Fritz,
no, I would be. I would be if, yeah.
I'm not.
And by nature, I am.
Yes, same.
I enjoy going to bed at like 9 o'clock and waking up at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think I would sleep 11 to 7 or midnight to 8 if I didn't have this job.
11 to 7.
Yeah.
11 at night till 7 in the morning. Yeah. Wow.
That's 8 beautiful hours of
bliss.
Just, yes.
I can't sleep any even if I want
dream.
To. It's just that like my clock Your is clock. Just like wake it up.
When I did afternoons, I would get home after my evening activities, whatever, go to bed. I would just naturally wake up at 9-ish.
And what time were you going to bed?
I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
I feel like half the day is gone at 9 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, just because I'm so early.
Years ago, I did is it cortisol? Is that the thing that's natural in your body?
What, that
you do like a spit test?
To check what your cortisol levels are?
Yeah. So I did a test like that. You had to spit into a test tube every hour for like 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And it was disgusting, but they checked your brain activity and when your body.
It's a stress hormone.
Yeah.
Cortisol is.
So I'm a night person. I didn't even wake up till 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
My brain activity levels.
Wow.
I'd been doing morning radio for 10 years.
I was
going to
say
that
interesting that you do morning radio and you're not even awake until 3. See, I'm
so
like
funny.
More of like I wake up at 6 and I can go and be crazer town until about noon, 1 o'clock.
And then
I gotta shut it down for like an hour and then I'm back. Like from 3 until 9.
I have a feeling if I did the same test as Tim, I would have the exact same results.
Because
my brain, it's like trying to get my brain to function at this time of day is not
Hard.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but later in the day. No,
all sorts
problem.
Of stuff going on. Yeah, they found morning people went back to normal after daylight savings changes in about 3 days. Night owls took over a week, which makes sense. I think it takes me about 2 months.
Just as you're getting used to it, we put them back.
Yeah. San Francisco looking to replace their public trash cans throughout the city. And they currently have 3 models in contention, which solve one big problem. They are harder for people to break into, rummage through, and leave a mess. So apparently cost was not an issue because the prototypes of these models they've designed cost about $20,000 each.
Oh, my God.
Think about it, though. In the city of Cincinnati, you drive around. They have like those green trash cans in certain parks and corners.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on a walk and your dog poops, you can take a bag and just drop it in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about those types of city garbage cans that are just around town for you to use.
And they're $20,000 each?
Yep.
What do they do? Are they like...
They're not dumpsters. They're just trash cans.
Here's what they'll do. They're high tech. So there's a sensor inside which will notify city workers when the trash can is almost full, which they'll probably ignore anyway.
That's so weird. That's a lot of money.
I would say here, though, there's like that. It's like a mini garbage truck. mm-hmm. and there's two guys that work it, and they go around all day. That's their job, to just pick up those city ones, because mm-hmm. I see them up by our park.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. So there are 3,000 public trash cans in San Francisco. So if you do the math, that is $60 million. And for the record, the city notes that while the prototypes will cost up to $20,000, when they have them mass produced, the price should come down a little bit.
Wow. So instead of how many million?
60.
So instead of 60, it'll be 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what if, because I don't know, I feel like if they're going to, for $20,000 each, it should sort of compost it a little
See,
bit.
That's
should
what
do
I was
everything.
Wondering.
Compost yes. it yeah. and then plant it. You know, take the compost yes. somewhere yeah. and put it to use.
That's why I was wondering, like, what does it do? Like, if you throw a recyclable in there, does it put it in one part of the trash? You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be doing something more than notifying me that it's full.
It keeps people from picking in it, and it alerts the truck.
And that's
to,
it.
Alerts the truck to come early so it doesn't overflow.
Yeah.
That's what I took out of that story. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next. Olympic ads, do you think that they should be removed? And also talking about different games that they should add or take away. And Harry Potter people, you are on this list. We'll talk about that next on Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.